I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, June 15th. Flag Day celebrations took place Sunday across the country and here in the Miami Valley. This year's celebrations took on special meaning as America prepares for its 250th anniversary in July. The city of Moraine held its very first Flag Day celebration on the lawn near the city administration building. A small crowd gathered to hear opening remarks from Mayor Terry Murphy. Moraine Councilman Mike Dougherty recited the American flag's history.
The current 50-star flag was adopted in 1960 following Hawaii's admission as the 50th state of the Union. Today, it remains the longest-serving version of our nation's flag. For nearly 2.5 centuries, the American flag has stood as a symbol of freedom, sacrifice, unity, and hope.
Moraine police and fire officials presented a retired flag, which was then burned according to proper etiquette. Local residents also turned in flags for proper disposal. Moraine will soon be home to a $100 million manufacturing center for the largest supplier of privately branded salty snacks. Shearer's Foods is opening a new facility at 4100 Springboro Pike. The former General Motors plant is now remodeled to manufacture potato chips and baked chips through a fully automated packaging line. This will be Shearer's Foods' fourth location in Ohio. It was founded in 1974 and currently operates out of 17 locations. It employs more than 5,000 workers across North America. A food drive will be held at the ribbon-cutting ceremony on June 22nd. It will be in partnership with the Dayton Food Bank. Donations of non-perishable food items will be accepted during the event. The city of Cincinnati is launching a solar co-op to help nonprofits install clean energy and lower their bills. Nonprofits in Southwest Ohio, including Hamilton and Montgomery counties, and any county touching those two can join. WVXU's Isabel Nisley has more.
The Solarize Nonprofits program will help houses of worship, schools, and others in Southwest Ohio go solar through a cohort model. It's recruiting nonprofits to join this summer. The co-op involves education, technical assistance, and group purchasing power to reduce the cost of solar panels. Nikki Vandevoort is Cincinnati's Clean Energy and Climate Resilience Manager. She says the program will support the Green Cincinnati Plan.
We have goals related to carbon neutrality by 2050, and we also have specific goals related to buildings and energy and the development of clean energy.
Becoming a member is free. The city's partners include Revolve, Solar United Neighbors, and Faith Communities Go Green. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Isabel Nisley.
The Greater Dayton Regional Transit Authority will offer free rides system-wide on Friday, June 19th, in recognition of Juneteenth. The federal holiday commemorates the arrival of federal troops in Texas in 1865, announcing the end of slavery in the United States. Enslaved people in Texas were notified more than 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Customers can plan their trips at iRideRTA.org or use the transit app. The state is torn over a sales tax break it's been giving data centers for more than a decade. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports that one state agency says it's time to rework it.
Ohio Department of Development Director Lydia Mihalik says the deals the state cuts with data centers, quote, may not need to be so broad.
There is no reason why we should still be doing the same things that we did 10 and 15 years ago.
Regardless of what lawmakers do now, though, most existing contracts between the department and the facility stretch years, sometimes decades, into the future. Amazon, Meta, and Google are benefiting for any facility they build statewide through at least the 2050s. Mihalik also says she believes anti-data center sentiments on social media are coming from, quote, foreign influences. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Licking County was once covered in earthworks that were built by indigenous people thousands of years ago. Archaeologists in Granville, which is about 20 miles east of Columbus, believe they may have found a remnant of a previously unknown earthwork. For the Ohio Newsroom, WOSU's Ali Vogrinsik reports.
After subsurface imaging revealed something resembling a circle in a field in Granville, Denison University anthropology professor John Soderberg and his students got digging. They looked for subtle changes in the walls of trenches to determine if people had once moved the dirt.
This is not dramatic, like, oh my God, here we got it, archaeology. This is really subtle, small changes.
After finding some anomalies and creating a 3D model of the site, Soderberg thinks they have found a circle. He says they'll continue to analyze the data and carbon data sample in the hopes of confirming their results. Soderberg says an earthwork at the site would reveal more about the way ancient people lived in Granville. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Allie Pogrinsik.
Look for a really nice day today with highs in the low 70s, low humidity levels, and mostly sunny skies. Cool again tonight with the low in the mid-50s. Temperatures getting into the upper 70s on Tuesday with more fair skies. Rain chances return late Tuesday night into Wednesday and Thursday. And that's WISO Today for Monday, June 15th. I'm Mike Fraser.